The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Here comes the axe, and here comes the smasher, the demolition, walking disaster.
Hey, this is Axe of Demolition.
And I'm Smash of Demolition.
And you're listening to us on Perched on the Top Rope,
the best podcast around.
Well, thank you, Demolition, Axe, and Smash, for that show opener. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Sportskeeda, the Daily DDT, and more. I am Lee Walker. And today is going to be a new show, folks. It's all about the news and professional wrestling and what's going on. So, folks, let's jump right into it because here comes the axe. Here comes the smasher. Demolition is back in good graces of WWE. The former three-time WWE Tag Team Champions, Demolition, have been on the outside looking in to WWE for quite some time. But it appears with new leadership, things have changed. Now, according to Mike Johnson of PWI, WWE has signed both Axe and Smash, Bill Eddy and Barry Darso, to Legends contracts. This is great news, and I'm sure you're like, well, what does this mean? Well, the Legends deal opens up the possibility for many things like appearances, such as Saturday Night Main Event, where we're starting to see the legends of, you know, yesteryear, I guess you could say, from 30, 40 years ago, appearing on those shows now. It also means action figures. Now, WWE and Mattel have the WWE Legends line, which fans, you can watch our unboxings here on youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. And the Legends line is seemingly desperate for new people. And I only say that because we've already gotten two Kurt Angles. We've gotten like five Hulk Hogans. We're starting to see a lot of repeats since the line has restarted. So adding Demolition back, who were in the first run of the Legends line, I have them, and both signed. Be really cool to see how they would do new figures. It also opens up the possibility for merchandise on shopwwe.com. It also means being in the WWE 2K video games. And it also means a possibility into the WWE Hall of Fame. And if you go to youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope and listen to our many interviews we've done four with Tatanka, being on a Legends deal can lead to a Hall of Fame induction. However, he explains the whole thing in much more detail in the interview, so go give it a listen, folks. Now, since this has happened, many fans have been asking, will WWE induct Demolition into the Hall of Fame? This Legends deal being signed, it's a closer reality now than ever before. So I'm sure you're wondering, you know, why you haven't heard of Demolition on WWE TV, or when the most you heard is when The New Day took over longest reign as WWE Tag Team Champions. And even then, Demolition were very brought up briefly, if brought up at all, because Demolition held the record. Now, the duo had been erased from WWE history when Vince McMahon was in charge of WWE. And the reason for this was due to legal battles in the past over the rights to their name of Demolition, Axe, and Smash. And the team both Axe and Smash, being involved in a CTE lawsuit against the company for years now. Now, with this Legends deal, I am assuming that that is dead in the water and that they have dropped from the CTE lawsuit. However, those are the reasons that all those have happened. Again, as a figure collector, I can't wait to see what we get. Merchandise, things to that nature. It's going to be real exciting. I'm very happy for Bill and Barry. Congratulations, guys. Now I just can't wait to see the WWE Legends action figures that are going to come out in Series 29. Guessing it now. And next, folks, we got a billionaire off the hook. That's right, a billionaire off the hook. Vince McMahon's lawyer says that federal probe into the former WWE head is over. And there's no charges. That's right, you heard me. There's no charges. The federal investigation into the former WWE head, Mr. McMahon, has seen some recent updates. Update 1, McMahon seemed to indicate that the investigation was over, as he tweeted about it while commenting on the settlement reached between him and the SEC after he failed to disclose NDA payments made to Janelle Grant. He was using WWE money, hush money, to pay Janelle Grant, who is currently suing him for sex trafficking and abuse. Well, yesterday it came to light that the court ruled that an unnamed former lawyer of McMahon was wrong to withhold over 200 documents pertaining to the investigation. That said documents were not subject to attorney-client privilege, and that the documents would be handed over to a grand jury. And today, McMahon's lawyer, Robert W. Allen, told the New York Post that the investigation had concluded in no uncertain terms. And as he said, this is simply the result of an appeal of a procedural matter that was argued 5 months ago, Allen said. We have been in consistent communication with the government since that time and understand, with no ambiguity, that the investigation has concluded and will result in no charges. Now, you want my honest opinion on this. It's no surprise. And why do I say this is no surprise? Vince McMahon has friends in high places. That's right, he's not like that song, I Got Friends in Low Places. Vince McMahon has friends in high places. And I'm looking at President Trump on this one. Not only that, not only, you know, that I'm sure President Trump had his hands in this for whatever reason, but whatever, a billionaire gets off, right? And folks, besides President Trump, I'm going to have more on that matter in a second. But first, I want to read some of the comments that I have on social media about the situation. Eric Dodson writes, "So laws don't matter to the Law and Order Party, or is it only for the poor people and people of color?" Jody London writes, "That's awful." And then Mike Colon writes,
"Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable."
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
At this point, everything is corrupt. All governments, corporations. When you're on those levels like that, of course, you're going to help your boys. Wouldn't you? I mean, let's be real. So, Vince gets off, but President Trump also had, in my opinion, a reason to help Vince McMahon out in this case. And that is because of Linda McMahon. So why Linda McMahon, you ask? Well, it's simple. Today she had her Senate confirmation hearing with the Senate to see if she will be fit to be part of the Education Department under President Donald Trump. And considering, even though apparently she is separated or divorced from Vince McMahon, everyone knows her as Linda McMahon, the wife of Vince McMahon, owner of the WWE, she's always going to be known as that. However, she has her hearing today, and Trump can't be having that Vince McMahon crap talked about while Linda's going through this. But why is Linda even there? Well, it's real, real simple. She donated more than $10 million to help elect Donald Trump in 2024. You heard me right. $10 million in 2024. She bought the position, folks. She bought it. So that's why that is like that. But while we're talking about Linda McMahon and the Senate hearing, Paul Levesque, a.k.a. Triple H, was sitting right behind her. And Linda McMahon vowed to give education back to the states to control their curriculum. And at the time, Linda McMahon faced multiple protesters that interrupted her hearing. There was one protester who disrupted McMahon's confirmation hearing, cutting off Senator Josh Holloway, an R, to express outrage at her nomination, saying, "I'm a teacher, and this nominee will be terrible for my district." The protester can be heard saying that McMahon will be terrible for my students and education. A few short minutes after that, another protester came in who characterized herself as a public school graduate, interrupted the proceedings, saying, "Linda McMahon, you're fired," the protester said. "Vote no on billionaires who want to privatize public education." Those protesters were escorted by Capitol Police. There were more than five protesters during her hearing. And again, facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. Some of you had comments. Eric Dodson, here he is again. "I'm not sure if this has been reported, but it looks like the investigation to Vince has been put on hold or outright dismissed." Okay. I had commented back. I wrote, "It was dismissed. It was a post of ours." And, you know, then he even went back and commented on it. Here's one by Marvin Smith. "Linda McMahon knows all about trafficking children. Going to fit right in with Trump." So obviously this made some people mad. Joshua Perez, Linda McMahon, Donald Trump, and Elon Musk to save the United States. Marvin Smith writes, back only if you're rich. These guys go back and forth. To which all I can say is it doesn't matter. Nobody's rich enough for them to care about you. At least not none of you listeners, not me. I know that for a fact. David Carpenter, so Triple H didn't give a protester a pedigree. No, that would have been funny, though. Nick Graff, I see Linda has son-in-law security. That's another good one. Ben Jornoff, Oscar. Sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. It's funny how we went from billionaires privatizing things is corrupt and evil to put them in the White House. Yeah, funny how they're able to put a spin on that, and here we are. And then we have one person who is in favor, writing, local control is the only way. Yeah, he looks like what I thought. Just another fat idiot. Anyway, so Linda was there. She's obviously going to be going through some more hearings. We'll find out if she passes. I don't know what she knows about. She's never been a teacher as far as I know, so what the hell does she know about teaching and education? Who am I to judge, I guess, right? Anyway, the good news is Axe and Smash, WWE Legends deals, and the rest is just pure McMahon fucking garbage, because that's what they are. Maybe except for Shane. He might be cool. He seems cool anyway. Folks, this has been another episode of Perched on the Top Rope. You can go back and watch all our interviews. Nadia White, Dylan Hines, RVD, Tito Santana, Demolition, Axe and Smash, Ultimo Dragon, and more at youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope, where we are 18,000 followers strong with over 12,000 likes. And you can find all sorts of news and articles and some funny stuff that we like to post there. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast, where we are without a shadow of a doubt posting hilarious memes, reels, and things to that nature. You can find us on X at Perched Top Rope, because Perched on the Top Rope was too long. What the hell? X? Honestly, it was even too long when it was Twitter, so it is what it is. You can also find us on TikTok at Perched on the Top Rope, where we do a lot of hilarious stuff. One of those is, God rest in peace, you can see the Taskmaster Kevin Sullivan being humped by a dog. You heard that right. Kevin Sullivan getting humped by a dog. TikTok, Perched on the Top Rope. We are on Twitch, twitch.tv/perchedonthetoprope, where you can watch me play WWE 2K24, though soon it'll be WWE 2K25. And if you're a Fortnite fan, I am on there too, because I love playing Fortnite. It's a fun game. Just good way to let some steam off at the end of the day kind of thing. And ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, spoiler freeze, the way to be. I'm out.
The World Wrestling Federation. For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.